This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, Jonathan is here for the Sacred Fire of Liberty with me, RSV. I made it back. Road weary, but happy to be with you, Jonathan.
Well, I'm sure glad you're here, Robert. It would have been a lonely show without you, I tell you.
Well, you could do. I mean, remember, you were doing your own show for a lot of years, and you know how
busy. That was a lonely show. That was a lonely show, right?
I just liked it whenever I could show up and help you out. But it's so great to have you on board, and we miss Cheryl, but we're going to carry on. And there's lots of stuff. I'm kind of unplugged from the news how it is. Sometimes when you go on a trip, like I had to do an overnight educational thing that I did, and I completely unplugged from the news. And even Super Don, my humble and lovable producer, I haven't been keeping up with him on the items that we might want to discuss, although I know there's more Trump news than we can throw a stick at.
Yes. I'll tell you, one of the things that I find fascinating is the latest Fox News poll, which puts Donald Trump ahead of Hillary Clinton in a head-to-head matchup if the election were held today. And that is a trend line that has moved about 7 percentage points nationally, which is a titanic move since 1 month ago when Hillary Clinton would beat Donald Trump in the exact same poll. So this is there's a shift taking place in the electorate, and it is not going in Hillary's favor, and that's very interesting.
Well,
we aren't in the general election. Sure, they aren't bashing them. You know, and there's a long way to go.
Right.
But this is a very significant change because Hillary was counting on basically taking for granted that as long as she had the women's vote, she could make it. But what she's losing is in that same poll, she's significantly down among men. And Donald Trump is making some headway in a number of areas that they did not anticipate. And I think we're going to find a lot of women are going to turn towards Trump when he continues unloading on her quote-unquote enabler status with Bill Clinton.
I think that is the untold story, and I know people say, oh, that's 20 years old or whatever, but listen, if you are in favor of protecting women and the integrity of women, you can't be for enabling the behavior of Bill Clinton throughout his history, and there are more controversy about him. So I think that is a legitimate issue to bring up when she claims the mantle of I'm for women, and yet Trump is somehow not, because I'm not sure why exactly. I know because of people that work directly with him, I'm one step removed, that as a human being, all the people that work with him rave about Trump, women and men. So the meme that they're trying to portray in the mass media of him being a woman hater or misogynist, I just don't see if it's going to fly.
Well, the New York Times piece, which did a hatchet job on Trump on the quote-unquote women card issue, has really blown back in the face of those who wrote the article, because a lot of the women interviewed are saying that they were given short shrift. They actually were presented as opposing Donald Trump and supporting the view that he was a womanizer and an abuser, and they came right out and strongly defended him. I mean, not simply said that wasn't true, but went on to say that he was a gentleman, that he was always polite to them, actually helped them in their careers. And, you know, that's the kind of defense that is gold. And it's coming in Trump's favor very strongly. At the same time, we've got more information about Bill Clinton, as it's revealed that he had not gone one or two times on this aircraft that was used for apparently sex parties on, you know, in the air.
Right.
But he had been on there dozens of times, which is very bizarre. And you know, we don't have the evidence directly, but my goodness, that's a problem. But on this enabler thing, you know, there are two things operating here. First of all, Hillary Clinton has said that Bill Clinton would be directly involved in the formation of her economic policy because she has said that he's, you know, his history as president supports the use of him in that way, and he's going to be a part of her administration in that way. Then she's variously said that he's not going to be a member of the cabinet. But the fact that he is, you know, it's a twofer. You're voting for Hillary, you're also getting Bill, also adds to this picture of why it's relevant that Donald Trump reveal these things and discuss the details. And here's what's extraordinary about the Hillary Clinton problem. And this gets worse and worse and worse as you go, as you dig down beneath the veil that she's created of being, you know, pro-woman. The fact of the matter is, Hillary worked to destroy the reputations of many of the women who accused Bill Clinton of sexually abusing them or of having affairs with them while he was in elected office, or of holding back advancements for them in government posts unless they engaged in relations with them. And that, you know, many of those charges have since over the years been proven true. So these people who she helped destroy the character of, enabling Bill, it's the evidence is right there. It's right there. And that bringing that back up is really going to, you know, she's got a lot of answer for. The thing that she didn't count on with Donald Trump is the counterpuncher aspect. I mean, he is a bull. He doesn't care who you are. You fire a bullet in his general direction, and it's going to boomerang back and be four times the size of the bullet that you shot. I mean, she is in for it. She is a weak candidate to begin with, but then when you add her wretched past, and when he keeps dredging this up, throwing it at her, and she's forced to answer, look how poorly she did with the email scandal. I mean, even to the point of redefining a criminal investigation to be nothing more than a security inquiry, which has no, it's not in the vernacular of the FBI.
This was merely a TSA analysis of my luggage. That's all this is.
Right. And, you know, that kind of thing that people hate. I mean, this is the year of the anti-establishment candidate, and Trump fits that bill. Hillary fits the bill perfectly of an establishment candidate.
She really is
a defender of the Obama 8-year legacy, and that is really hard to win in this. I think she is in for it. I really do. I think that unless something extraordinary happens to derail Donald Trump, I think even though these two candidates have a lot of negatives, and you know, both of them do, I think on balance hers are far worse, because hers all involve public service. The problem with Hillary is that whether she likes it or not, she is inextricably intertwined with the fabric of government.
Right.
And she has committed egregious wrongs, not least of which is holding herself above the law, saying essentially that all of the Espionage Act legal restrictions that apply to everyone else don't apply to me, and using her own private server and directing all these calls to her home and so on. This
right.
isn't just an academic point, because if you say, you know, in the Watergate era, it was routinely said that no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. And here, if she is not indicted and prosecuted for the numerous violations of the Espionage Act, then indeed it will be the case that who you are determines whether you get justice in this country. If you are Hillary Clinton, you don't have to go before the courts. You don't have to answer for your crimes. You can get away with it. And that is a big problem, and I think it's going to be a big issue in the general election. Does Hillary Clinton get to be above the law? Is she going to be allowed to break the law, become president of the United States, and not answer for her crimes? And I'll tell you, if she doesn't answer for her crimes before a court, well, the court of public opinion is out there. And will the electorate let her off the hook and let her become president, or will they use their votes to say, nope, no person, regardless of what position they've held, how high they are in society, they are not going to be able to escape justice. And you, Hillary Clinton, are going to suffer a penalty of not being allowed to be president of the United States. That could very well happen as the evidence mounts, as it comes to the point where there's either an indictment or there is, you know, not, but the evidence is going to come out.
Indeed. I got to ask you about Hillary, because she goes back to, I believe, Watergate as well. She got into some trouble on one of the investigations, if I'm not mistaken, something way back when, that she has a whole history of this, that above-the-law kind of concept. And we're dealing with, you know, as you've written about extensively and talked about, a bureaucratic oligarchy that operates technically outside what we would call the common law, where there would be repercussions for abuses of power, for direct insult or assault on the freedoms of the people, for instance. And that seemingly has been the behavior pattern of those in government for a long time now.
Well, if you look at the Benghazi situation, the dereliction on the part of the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, how you have repeated inquiries coming from the compound there in Benghazi, asking for more support, asking for greater security, saying that they felt they were under siege and threatened long before the actual event. Then when the event takes place, we have the ability to fly F-16s from a base in Italy to that location and to stop the attack after it had gotten underway, and we would have saved a lot of American lives.
Exactly.
But Hillary Clinton never got her act together and never coordinated with the Secretary of Defense or the military.
Well, if you like the foreign policy of those who basically overturn, topple dictators and then leave a chaos that makes it even worse for us, you know what you got with Hillary Clinton. We got more Sacred Fire of Liberty when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, each and every week we kick off the show on this day with Jonathan Emord, our good friend, and of course the Sacred Fire of Liberty. He can be found emord.com, emord.com, the author of many wonderful books, including The Rise of Tyranny and so much more. And he does a lot to stand up for the principles of liberty. And I am just honored to call him a good friend, and I appreciate you being here with me, my friend. So we got to continue talking about the Hillary thing versus Trump. I think, you know, Hillary, we were talking off the break, I think Bernie's in it because he feels like Hillary will be indicted because there's no other explanation, but he's not coming out and saying that.
Yeah, I think he understands that if he did take a hard line on the email scandal against Hillary, that it would create such animus within the Democratic Party in the already divided camps on policy that, you know, once it becomes personal like that in a major way, then it would be very hard to have any reconciliation by those camps at the Democratic National Convention. I think what he's hoping is that she, really, quietly, I think he's hoping that she does get indicted and that he's able to step in, mm-hmm. or that the superdelegates will then fly from her and go to him. But I believe that the timetable is such that she probably will get the nomination, and I think that the indictment will follow during the general election. We'll see if I'm right.
And at that point, then, what could they do legally, in other words, to replace somebody on the ballot at that late date?
Well, they would be in a heap of trouble. And what they would likely do, I mean, there'd be Bernie trying to jockey for position to take over from Hillary, the basic position of being the front runner. He would be able to pop back in and say, "Hey, look, you know, I'm the rightful heir to this thing because I got most of the votes and real votes, or she got slightly more, but people wouldn't have voted for her if they had known what was coming." and, you know, I'm the one who can take this, and I'm the one who can beat Trump. And then the pressure will be on Biden, because the old guard Democrats who control this whole thing and created the whole regime with the superdelegates are going to say, there's no way on earth we're going to let a socialist be the standard bearer. And then they'll pressure Biden, and he won't take too much pressure because I think he wants to do it.
Sure.
He'll pop in, but I think it'll be too late. And I think the reason why it'll be too late is twofold.
Mm-hmm.
Biden won't have a track record that's sufficient to have people strongly identifying themselves with him. He has a bit of a flaky track record for sure.
Right.
Which hurts him. But in addition, he's got the big problem, which is a lot of people are going to be furious that they were so aggressively lied to by the Democratic machine,
sure,
by the chairman of the Democratic Party, and by Hillary Clinton over this email thing. They're going to want to know why Hillary Clinton didn't face up during the primaries to the charges that she knew to be true, why she didn't come out and defend herself and let them have a reasonable. There'll be a lot of people angry.
Sure,
they
would,
trusted her.
John,
and those people are going to move towards Trump because they're going to say, look, I'm furious.
This question about the presidency, right? In an executive branch with a real separation of powers, we know that the president is not powerless, but he's also not all powerful, or shouldn't be. And a lot of people stake their claim or their hopes that, oh, this will be the guy. You know, even when we wanted Ron Paul in there, I recognize that it's not enough to have one guy. He can't change it all, but he can impact some things. Can he not?
Well, the legacy of Ronald Reagan is that with a hostile Congress, he could still galvanize public support because he was such a great communicator. He could reach beyond Congress to the American people. And if he really wanted to push something through, like the Economic Recovery Tax Act, he could do it by galvanizing the support and having all these people flood Congress with emails, or not emails, but with, at that time, faxes and phone calls, saying, we are in support of the president, you must pass this, if you don't, we're going to fry you at the next election. And that worked very well for Ronald Reagan. And I suspect that Donald Trump, because he's not tethered to Congress or to any establishment person, that Donald Trump will negotiate, but when he decides on a move, if they're in his way, he will blow them down, and he'll use the bully pulpit and popular support to his advantage, and he knows well how to capitalize on media. So he stands the biggest chance fundamentally. If you want to shake things up in Washington, he's about your best chance by far to do that.
At this point, clearly. There is historical precedent for someone getting in there and bypassing Congress, in a sense, going straight to the American people and putting the pressure on Congress. We'll see what happens. All right, well, when we come back, we have, from the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton joins us, and we've got a lot more to discuss. Stick with us. Political, economic healing, and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan E. Mord, Sacred Fire of Liberty.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
There grows the government again. And no, they don't have to basically go to the people and talk to them about whether they think it's a good idea to spend an extra $1.1 billion or $1.9 billion or $626 million, whatever it is that Congress is now proposing. The Senate says one, Congress says another, Obama says another. To combat a non-entity. And I say it this way because there is no valid scientific evidence that definitively proves that the Zika virus does really a whole lot of anything, much less causing the so-called microcephaly birth defect when we see so many doctors and physicians and PhDs coming out and saying, you know what's going on in Brazil? They were just dumping larvicide in the water, and one of the known effects of larvicide impacting pregnant women is a birth defect known as microcephaly. In the meantime, Obama's trying to shame Republicans as being anti-science if they won't give him $1.9 billion. The Senate says we'll give you $1.1. The House says a little bit less. I say zero until they prove that it really is an issue, and I don't think they can. Norm Singleton's with us, some from the Campaign for Liberty. Of course, Jonathan Emore continues as well. I've got perspectives on this, and Norm, you guys do as well.
Well, I think that it's kind of disgusting what's been going on in the Senate this week. We had three votes on the Azika funding, one that was what the president wanted. That didn't get cloture. One that was the $1.1 billion so-called compromise, but that one was offset by reductions in, remember the Ebola scare? Remember, what was it, 2 years ago we were all going to die of Ebola?
Yes.
Well, that turned out to be a big bust. So there's the measles scare
as well. You're right. Back in 1959, measles was a mild thing that people looked forward to getting their kids having. Now suddenly it's going to kill everybody. I mean, it's such a ludicrous thing that we've given up our bodies and our budgets to a bunch of scientific yahoos that all they want to do is increase their budget and justify their existence, despite the fact that the science doesn't support what they're trying to do.
Well, that's D.C. But the Senate rejected an attempt to still spend $1 billion on Azika prevention and research, and then they passed another amendment that was just the funding without the offsets, and it was designated emergency. Which emergency is Congress speak for? We're going to throw a whole bunch of money at a problem, and we're not going to worry about the deficit because since it's an emergency, it's going to be off balance or off budget.
Right,
and that's where a lot of war funding goes. That's where all the FEMA money goes. That makes life more difficult for people who've lost their homes in a hurricane or flood. And this was the so-called conservative Congress, and it's really just awful. And like you said, there's no evidence that any of this is going to help. Wrote a book about 10, 11 years ago called Eco Freaks.
Mm-hmm.
That one of the things that I learned from that book is that remember the Great Crusade in the 60s to ban DDT? Was that the Rachel Carlson?
Rachel Carlson Silent Spring, of course, yes.
Right. Yep. And what that ended up doing was it increased mosquito-borne diseases in the third world because DDT was saving lives by killing mosquitoes. Take away the DDT, mosquitoes are back. People die. And unfortunately, there is an element of the environmental movement that doesn't think that's a bad thing. But I think most decent people would say, especially since I believe the science behind Carlson's claims about DDT has been discredited. That is a bad thing. There was one bill that was passed that would actually make it easier for pesticides to be used and for pesticides to be manufactured without getting so many permits from the federal government. That's the only good thing Congress has done about this. But just throwing money at the problem, you know, that's just how Washington works. I mean, that was our solution after the airport security, and we see how that works. This isn't going to work any better. You know, when was the last time a major healthcare breakthrough came out of the federally funded researchers?
Your point is well taken there, Norm. You're right. And, you know, the thing is, whether you perceive DDT is dangerous or not, there's still some level of dispute there, or there are other ways to address mosquitoes that are suppressed because they're not as profitable. I mean, again, this is is there a market-oriented solution that doesn't require either extreme? I believe there is. And, in fact, because I know how to reverse a lot of these so-called mosquito-borne diseases and have done so for a long time, but that's not allowed in a medical monopoly in which we not only in the United States operate under, but World Health Organization, United Nations control over these populations, that the innovation that could come in and genuinely help them is suppressed or outright prevented.
Well, not all states are created equal on this problem, and you know, I don't think people in Alaska need to worry about mosquitoes very much at all. And I don't think people in North Dakota are particularly concerned about mosquitoes. And, you know, they're arid states and where there are very few mosquitoes. And so why are we treating this as a national issue? If anything, it is a health and safety issue, and that is for the states. I know it's probably grossly exaggerated and misrepresented, but if there's any truth in this, it's a health and safety issue for the states. Federal government shouldn't be involved with this at all.
Yes.
You know, another place they're not worried about mosquitoes is the Gulf Coast of Texas, where Ron Paul lives and where the town where his office is, and where in Texas, where the Ron Paul Institute is and where his Economics Foundation 3 is located, is Kloof, which actually, when you drive into the city limits, the welcome sign is a picture of a caricature of a mosquito. And it says it's the mosquito capital of the world. They have a mosquito festival every August. But here's why they're not worried about it. Because to them, it's like, mosquitoes can give you diseases. Right. That's why we load up on mosquito repellent before we go to the beach or before we step outside. Like, it's, you know,
individual responsibility in going into an area where you know there's a risk and you take it, and you don't have to take the federal government stealing money from everybody else to protect you in a way that you can protect yourself.
Well, not only that, the ways of dealing with this are going to vary based on the conditions in each state.
Mm-hmm.
The choice of method of use is something that needs to be different. It needs to be local. It needs to be responsive to the particular threat, and there's nobody better to able to do that than the local people themselves, as opposed to government creating a one-size-fits-all approach. I mean, you'll get CDC determining what the best method they think is for the whole nation, and it'll work ineffectually, as invariably it does, and we're going to see some weird things come out of this, and it's going to cost us $1 billion to find out the idiocy of relying on a federal solution to a diverse problem that is predicated on the conditions that exist in each region of the country and within each region, each locale, and it's going to be different. I mean, it's going to be different.
Far too reasonable there, Jonathan. Yeah. I love it.
it has been, it's always the case, you know, that the feds just jump into this thing. The whole idea of FEMA is a big, rotten scam, and the cost of all that monstrosity, and the same thing with TSA and, you know, Homeland Security. A lot of these things they've jumped in and they've created these massive bureaucracies, and they have made the situation worse, not better. They've caused new problems. The analogy, you throw 1.2 or 3 or 4 billion from the feds at anything, and you're going to create a monstrosity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just think, when you're thinking about this issue, just think how effectively the federal government is taking care of folks trying to get on airplanes today. And how effective that screening is. How all of the, you know, the Inspector General undercover operations to see whether or not weapons could be gotten on board. My, oh, my. They almost always get them on board, even when they're just right there in the luggage, even when they're just right there in the bag that the guy's carrying through the screening. I mean, far better to have private screeners and have local authorities and police dealing with this at their own airports than to hire people from out of town or hire people who have no association with guns. They don't even know what a gun is. They've never fired a gun in their lives.
Right.
And have them determining whether or not firearms are in a bag. They're disassembled. How are they going to know it's a firearm?
I am certain if we give them $1.9 billion like Obama wants, or $1.1 like the Senate said, we're going to have more microcephaly from the real cause, which will be their solution for it. And we'll leave it at that for now. I want to talk to you, Norm, about Massey's legislation to audit the Fed. Is it really moving forward in the House? Could we get a vote on this thing?
Well, it's possible. This week, Tuesday, the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which is the Committee of Jurisdiction, they marked it up which means that right now it could come to the floor at any time. And it's really up to Speaker Ryan and House Majority Leader McCarthy whether or not it moves. So we're cautiously optimistic that we'll get a vote. We would hope that there'd be a vote before the 4th of July because that would allow us to get it back on the Senate calendar. With all the news, all the bad economic news and all the continuing, you know, will they or won't they talk of the Fed raising interest rates, you know, this is an important time to do so. And it really is in the Republican Party's self-interest to do so because, their presumptive nominee has endorsed out of the Fed, whereas the presumptive nominee of the Democrats has not endorsed out of the Fed. And she has, her ties to Wall Street are well known. It was an issue that I think Bernie Sanders used, who also supports us, the Fed, used the great strength in his campaign. So it draws a clear distinction between Republicans
sure does.
And Democrats.
Yeah, Hillary, of course, is giving lectures or appearing and getting paid handsomely for things that support the Fed and its members. We got to take a break, Norm. Stand by. When we come back, maybe a movie review on the new Captain America. Is this a libertarian movie? Could it be? The Cap is not into centralized bureaucracies.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore's a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
In the show notes today, thanks to Captain Morgan, you can find links to the Campaign for Liberty, campaignforliberty.org, including the articles we're referring to with Norm Singleton. And, of course, Jonathan Emord's linked up as well, and all of the wonderful things he stands for in the fight for liberty. And, Norm, I'm sorry I had to cut you off going to break there, but you had more to say on the audit the Fed issue.
I was just going to say on the politics of it, it not only divides libertarian and conservative free market Republicans from Democrats, it divides corporatist Democrats from the Hillary Clinton wing of the party, from the Bernie Sanders, Dennis Kucinich type. So, you know, you put, imagine, in July, right before the conventions, if you have Bernie Sanders standing with Rand Paul and Ted Cruz against Chuck Schumer and by extension Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton,
mm-hmm.
That's going to cause, that could cause some more headaches for the Democratic establishment than and aside from the ones that Bernie is already giving them.
Sure. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. I know you're going to keep us updated with your blog there at Campaign for Liberty. Everybody check that out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscoutbell.com. Hey, Jonathan, did your kids enjoy the new Captain America movie?
I took them to it, but I don't know. I was asleep.
you were working too hard, my friend. That was an exciting action movie with great, great sequences, and they introduced a really cool young Spider-Man, too. And I really enjoyed it. I thought that the libertarian message from Captain America and his crew to say, you know what, I don't want to be controlled by the United Nations. And I think, Norm, you wrote a little bit about this as well.
Right, because Civil War is, of course, a famous comic book that deals with the idea that superheroes should be regulated, registered by the government. And Tony Stark, Iron Man, because of his guilty conscience, is all for it. Captain America recognizes that that, as he puts it, governments are controlled by people with agendas. Agendas change, and he doesn't think that they should be under the control of a governmental agenda. And so they split up into two separate groups. It is a marvelous movie. They introduce a new Spider-Man who is 15 years old, like in the original comic book, and whose aunt is Marissa Tomei, who has set the internet abuzz because she's the best-looking Aunt May yet. And they also introduce a character called Black Panther, who is the leader of a fictional country where that's known, most known for being the only home of the material that made Captain America's shield. So there may be some libertarian themes there in his relationship with the rest of the governments of the rest of the world. But it really does come down to a very question of do you believe in individual responsibility, individual accountability, or do you trust the big government bureaucracy to keep us safe? Or do you trust government with all this power, or do you keep power in your hands? And it says it, and it manages to deal with these issues without interfering with the fun and the humor, and most importantly, the action, which is the real reason people are there.
Yes.
And the philosophical stuff is the icing on the cake. You do see some people taking the other side from libertarians, and it's really interesting, though, to see a blockbuster Hollywood movie start this kind of philosophical debate. I do think that somebody who said Captain America resembles the U.S. government wanting to act unilaterally, I think the problem with that is he only acts in a defensive manner. The person who really acts like the U.S. government is Tony Stark, and that his activities,
right.
If you watch the last several movies, they keep having unintended consequences, and his reaction is always to double down, mm-hmm. with another stupid by doing the same thing, making the same mistakes over and over again, and that's government policy. So, much as I hate to say it, I can't be behind Tony Stark 2012.
Okay, well, listen, we know the comic books are works of fiction, don't get us wrong, but great works of art also have social commentary, and we're commenting on it. Thank you, Norm Singleton. Jonathan, thank you, my friend.
Thank
you. Some rest, will you?
Thank you.
No sleeping through the movies. All right, folks. We got CBD updates and Stuart Tomp coming up next, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.